Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, I have two guests on my show. They are co-authors of the book, No More Unhappy You, Party Your Way to Success and Happiness. And my guests are Audrey and Alexis Hamilton. Are you feeling unhappy or stuck in your current situation? Stop settling for less and finally get what you want. No More Unhappy You helps you get more out of your personal and professional life. This book breaks down how you can reach your goals and dreams in a realistic way and achieve happiness at the same time. It covers issues such as fears, confidence, and may be holding you back from reaching your goals. It also emphasizes having fun and celebrating your accomplishments to keep you motivated on your journey to success and happiness. You can find out more about the book and Alexis and Audrey by visiting their website, which is nomoreunhappyyou.com. And I do have a direct link to their website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Alexis and Audrey. Thanks for joining me.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us.
It is my pleasure, and it's not very often that I have sisters who are guests, and so this is a real treat for me. So usually when I start the show, I like to have the guests kind of give a little bit of a background about themselves and kind of what led them to, in your particular case, writing the book that you did, No More Unhappy You. So if you wouldn't mind, whoever wants to start, give us a short background of what you've done.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, Audrey and I, we kind of have very similar backgrounds. And it's, we're two sisters and we've always done things together. And this is just another thing that we've done together. And a lot of our background is very similar. Our professional backgrounds, and we've come from, we've worked in the business world and did business operations and management and a whole variety of industries. And, we kind of started looking at people and just taking notice of some of the things that they were doing and just wanting to see if maybe we could help them do better than they thought that they could. So I'll let Audrey take over and tell her a little bit.
Yeah, and like she said, we both worked in the business world, and throughout our work experience and, of course, also our personal lives, we often saw many people just never seem to tap into their own gifts and talents, even though to us their talents were obvious. And, so we kind of, over the years kind of would discuss that between us and just kind of think, well, why is that? Why are people not tapping into their gifts and talents? Why aren't they going for their goals or dreams that they may have had at an earlier point in their life and are still not achieving those dreams or goals? So, over time we kind of thought, what is it? And we kind of found out as we thought about it, a lot of times it's a fear or a lack of confidence that we saw, and we wanted to also address those two issues in our book, No More Unhappy You, because they are often a large issue of why people don't, go for their goals and dreams. So that was also one of the reasons, definitely, that we wrote this book.
Yeah. Well, later on in the show, we're going to talk about the word PARTY is an acronym for a process that you propose for people to use in order to get that success and happiness. But also, there's the actual PARTY. You suggest that people, you have on your website, you have a place, it's like, let's plan the party that we're going to have. So, I just think that that's a really fun and different approach, to kind of getting people who are unhappy to kind of shift their perspective. So who
exactly
had that idea?
I'm trying to think. We kind of brainstormed this together. You know, we were thinking, well, you know, what motivates people to want to do something or take action? And so we were like, well, it's got to be fun. Nobody wants to do something if it's not fun. And part of, you know, overcoming something is maybe kind of putting some fun in there so you have something to look forward to. So this whole party method design is really, it's like a whole step process of what you need to do to get over your fear and gain confidence, as well as having, you know, parties to celebrate all of the accomplishments of, you know, what you're trying to do. So that's kind of how we came about it. We just sat there and said, we've got to make this fun for everybody.
Because, yeah. And, you know, also a lot of the times people will start a goal and you often hear they don't finish it. And that's also the key factor we realize, because if you're not having fun, for example, like if you like to play golf or if you like to be outdoors or spend time with your kids, those are the things you keep doing because you love them, you enjoy them, it motivates you to keep going. And so that's what we wanted to build into our overall, you know, goal success plan is it has to be fun, it has to be, I want to do this. So that's how then you can finally achieve your goal.
And,
yeah.
And that's
well, you know,
also what
yeah.
we had seen. Oh, I'm sorry.
That sounds like that's okay. I'm going to say it sounds like a kind of a reward system, self-reward as you achieve them.
Exactly. And that's what we had also learned just in working in the business world. It's the same thing. You know, you want to be able to do a good job and get rewarded for it. But, you know, I mean, that's the whole thing. That's how people respond to doing something that maybe they don't want to do as much, or, you know, that's how this whole thing came about. So I want to make sure that this whole system will work for many people and let them reach their goals and get past what may be holding them back from actually reaching that goal.
Yeah. Now, the book title talks about happiness and success. So do you find that the two are interrelated? There's a part of your book that really kind of focuses on goals and dreams and achievement and that. So is that goal achievement and success then lead to happiness? Or kind of how do you deal with those two distinctly different types of feelings or achievements?
Right. Well, yes. I mean, you know, I guess in a simple sense, if you achieve a goal, if it is a goal that you want to achieve and you set it for yourself and you achieve it, it most likely, almost 100% of the time will give you happiness. That is true because you set the goal, you work through it. Most of the time you get much stronger and you do things that you never thought you could. And even that also, not just achieving your goal, but working through, you know, fears or anything you might have had along the way, when you work through that, I mean, you really do get stronger. And so in that sense, you know, absolutely. But then again, yeah, a goal then can also be kind of, I see what you mean by that they're two different kind of, like you said, maybe like feelings. I mean, sure, you can get happiness, again, like spending time with your children or grandchildren or, you know, having, you know, going to the mall and shopping, you know, whatever makes you happy. You can get happiness from that. But, you know, one thing we found, and there's nothing wrong with those things, but we have found that overall, like if you want to have a huge umbrella over your life, the things where you push past, whether it's fear, anxiety, or you learn something new, those types of goals and those types of, I'll say, even experiences in life tend to have an even greater effect on your overall happiness, because you don't just get your end goal, you get, as I said, everything in between. You get all the things you learned and all the achievements you made along the way, and that can really increase your overall happiness in your life.
Yeah. Now, when it comes time to kind of evaluate ourselves in like in a happiness scale, you know, unhappy, you know, happiness scale, what do you find is kind of the, maybe a couple, you mentioned, you know, fear and confidence or lack of maybe as being, you know, possible sources for unhappiness, but is there maybe a disconnect between what it is our dreams are and what we're experiencing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you, you know, sometimes you may feel like you're stuck in a situation or something, and you know, so you kind of maybe want to, you know, look for, you're wondering why are you feeling stuck, and it makes you unhappy, and, you know, so you could, for example, be stuck in a really bad job or in a relationship that's not working, and that can just cause you to just feel unhappy over time, and that doesn't matter, and you're wondering, how do I get out of this? Well, you know, again, if you start looking and focusing on maybe what it is that you can do about it, then you can become more happy and more, you know, gratified in what you're doing.
Okay, so then basically what you're saying is if you find yourself kind of stuck and unhappy with some aspect of your life, then the basically the key to start the shift is to identify what no matter how small it is, what you can do to change that particular situation?
Absolutely. Yes, because, you know, I mean, just over time things change and you know, what you maybe made you happy at one point isn't necessarily making you happy now. And so if you start to, you know, actually analyze what it is that either made you happy at one point or now doesn't make you happy, you know, you have to actually take a good look at that so that you can get yourself back on track to what made you feel better. You know, where were you happy instead of why are you unhappy now? And the more you need to probably shift back to what made you happy, because that's actually where you were feeling your best. So if you veered off in the wrong direction, maybe the job that you had just didn't go the way you thought. And so you're like, wait a minute, I never wanted to do this kind of job. And so now you need to take action to go back to what you really wanted originally from that job.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And,
yeah, because,
and,
go ahead, Aubrey.
Oh, yeah, and I would just add, it's true, you do want to start with, you know, what can I start doing? And even just steps before that is just deciding, is there something that is preventing you from reaching your goal, because it's not just about, okay, what do I need to do to reach my goal, but oftentimes there's something preventing you, and that's the other key, is that you need to identify that part also of your life that may actually be holding you back, and we do discuss that in our book, and, you know, just a variety of situations or feelings and, you know, scenarios that you might have that are holding you back, because it's not just, oh, I can't, or I can do this, but there are things often preventing people from achieving what they want out of their life.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because, you know, I think, you know, there's several areas, you know, and we've talked about a couple of them, you know, facing the fears, and, you know, that one, you know, as far as holding people back, I think, I mean, I know for a fact there are so many people out there who really maybe have a particular dream that they want to go for or want to achieve or things that they would like to do. But, you know, there is the fear of failure or the fear of, you know, the not really achieving what it is that they want or things not working out that way or even maybe having other people in their circle kind of telling them, like, you know, you just don't want to do that. You know, there's, I mean, so many things regarding fears. If someone is facing that as an obstacle, holding them back, fear, what any kind of advice that you might give people to try and maybe take that little baby step toward overcoming that or confronting it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, you kind of have to understand how fear, I guess, how people kind of live with fear in general. All of us do. It's not one person or one type of person, but there's fear for everyone. Now, generally, people, they kind of live inside their comfort zone. It's just kind of like an imaginary bubble that surrounds you. So within your comfort zone, you know, you're fine. You know what to expect. Things generally go as planned. But now, unfortunately, just outside of your comfort zone is where fear lies. And even just a split second, you try to push against your comfort zone and expand it just a little bit so you can try to start reaching for your dream or do something you haven't done before. You know, your comfort zone, it just pushes back and it tells you, I don't think so. Fear pushes back and says, no, I don't think so. And it tries to keep you from changing your situation. So fear is there as almost like a constant brake. It always wants to put the brakes on anything. I mean, you try to do something different once and it's like, and you try something new. And the only way you can go to the next level, though, is to push back against that fear. You had mentioned it here, a lot of people fear the fear of failure. They fear failing. They are like, I can't fail and, you know, I'm going to look bad or I'm going to be a disappointment to my family. But what you absolutely have to understand is fear is always a part of succeeding. It's always going to be there. I mean, everyone deals with fear and it's how you manage it. It's how you overcome it. That is how someone goes from, you know, let's say someone starts life at one type of a job and then they end up, let's just say the CEO, you know, they there's no way they couldn't have experienced fear many, many times. But what you learn over time is you learn to be comfortable with fear. Like, oh, yeah, fear. And in a weird way, you start to, how should I say it, almost welcome fear because you know when you feel it, you're going somewhere. Like, oh, hi, yeah. How are you, fear? I knew you'd be coming. It's that kind of thing. And, yeah, it's, you know, hey, you might even start inviting fear to your parties, right? You're like, yeah, you and Tom, because when I celebrate, you're going to be, you know, part of the guest list. Because I pushed through once again, you know, got to the next step. So, and I know it makes you feel uncomfortable, anything from sweaty palms to shaky voice to knees shaking. I mean, there's a variety, you know, feeling sick, anything. Fear does wonders to the body. I mean, you know, it's just anything. But the key is if you do start small, it's less fear. So fear just the more it pushes, the more you push, the more it pushes back. So if you start small, fear is kind of strong. You know, so you can kind of, you get used to that. You kind of, flex your fear muscle, I guess you could say. So that's what I would say. And, you know, I'm going to let Alexis kind of tell you a story about, she had learned to fly a general aviation airplane and she had to deal with fear. And I'll let her kind of talk a little bit about her experience with fear.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I had always had an interest in learning to fly, I thought, wow, that's amazing. How does that thing get up there in the sky? What makes this machine get up there and stay up there? So I always thought that was so interesting. And I thought, well, I guess, let me go see if I should, you know, try to fly one of these. What is it like? And, I mean, at first, you know, you're like, okay, you learn about all these things and what you have to do. And, you know, part of learning to fly is obviously landing the actual airplane. So, you know, when it came time to actually have to land the airplane, and my instructor had told me everything I had to do, you know, you're like, oh, no, I have to land this thing safely and not crash. And you have all these things going through your mind. And then what you really have to do is say, look, what's my goal? My goal is to land this thing, not to be some crazy pilot who's freaking out trying to, you know, land this machine. You need to focus on what your goal is and do what your instructor said. So, you know, I landed the airplane safely, beautifully, no problems. And, I mean, and I went and continued on and I eventually got my actual private pilot's license. And, I mean, I can tell you, if you want to know how to push through fear, that was definitely, you know, a very challenging, you know, unconventional goal for, you know, for me. So, but that's why I choose things like that, because the more you push against that bubble, you know, of comfort and try to get outside of that comfort zone, the more you see yourself grow and you're like, fear, it's not as scary as you think, you know, and you kind of have all these mental games in your head. And once you push past that, you're like, was I crazy? Why was I worried about that? You know, so you just keep pushing through and you realize more and more that you lose fear and eventually gain more confidence that way. You just, you know, you can do this and you know you apply those same principles to the next goal you do and you keep pushing and pushing. So that's why I if you have any doubt of, oh no, should I do something or not, you should do it. I mean, obviously safely, or what, you know, whatever you're trying to do, you know, don't just go out there like just do something ridiculous, but you know, push, maybe even just taking baby steps, just so you realize, okay, this isn't so bad, and just go back for more and keep asking more of yourself. Go past that fear. You will not regret it. There are like no regrets, you know. And if you fail, who cares, you know? Just keep pushing forward. You have to push forward in order to make yourself go to the next level. Otherwise, you're just going to stay at the same level, and you won't see what you can actually do. I mean, most people don't realize how much more they could do if they just took that little bitty step past fear. It's like, you know, fear is there just to hold you in place. No. And it's it's ready to,
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's a good point, too, because if you want change in your life, if you're unhappy, then, you know, and fear is kind of keeping you in the same spot, then unless you kind of push back and, you know, take that extra step, you're going to remain in that spot and you're going to remain unhappy. And so, I mean, it just makes sense that, you know, and I love the idea of, you know, sending fear an invitation. I mean, I could probably send, you know, six different ones for fear, you know, but
definitely someone will be at your party then, for sure.
Really? I won't be by myself. Well, you know, I kind of tied it to the fear is also the area of confidence or lack of confidence, and it seems that you know they can be tied together. Like, for example, if you like with your flying, Alexis, you know, once you were able to fly and land, you know, then that would start to increase your confidence. You know, I mean, if there was a lack of confidence before then that would have started. So if people are experiencing, you know, that lack of confidence, would it then be just the same type of thing of maybe find, you know, an example of something that's outside our comfort zone and do it and start to, I guess, build the confidence?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one way to do it. It's absolutely true. Every time you push through something, you know, again, learning to fly an airplane, well, that's undoubtedly going to give you confidence. I mean, there's no way. Now you have a whole other skill set and just overall viewpoint on life every time you do something. So that, you know, again, inherently will give you more confidence. And another thing to consider, though, you know, you also have, okay, the physical, she has to physically land the plane and that type of thing. But often the mind plays tricks on you, too. I mean, consider this. You know, how often do you find yourself asking yourself these kinds of questions? You know, for example, what will they think? You know, am I doing the right thing, or will they like me? Am I pretty enough? Will they think I'm stupid? Are they talking about me? So oftentimes these kind of thoughts can, you know, play over and over in your head, and you're filling your mind with countless doubts. These are thoughts you're having in your head. Now, whether they're even close to your actual reality, that's only you would know that. But the real problem is once they're clouding your mind, even if they are true, every one of those could be true. Maybe they are talking about you. Maybe they do think you're stupid. Maybe you're not pretty enough, or they don't think you're pretty enough. You know, maybe they don't like you. And think of it, just even if every one of those questions is, you know, answered in the way that you're dreading, right? Let's just say that. Worst case scenario, it really, in a weird way, it for what you're trying to achieve, it doesn't matter. You're trying to achieve your goal, which is to change your situation or to get to the next level. And you can't fill your mind with doubts and keep thinking these thoughts, because as long as you're thinking those thoughts, you're not thinking about your goal. And the way you quiet those kinds of thoughts in your head is you focus on your goals. Part of the party method is, of course, to make a plan. So if you keep referring back to your plan and And every time, think about it, every time you think, oh, what do they think of me, or have some negative thought, go to your plan and say, no, see, today I'm supposed to be working on this. Or, okay, I'm going to be doing that later today. And just focus on your goals, because that's the only way you're going to get where you are today to where you want to be. So that's the key. Don't let these, I call them like confidence draining thoughts, wear on your mind, because they don't affect your goal. Like, they do only in terms of in a negative manner, but they absolutely don't help you get to the next level. So don't let
I can see where those doubts would certainly play into chipping away at confidence, you know. And now we're going to be taking a break shortly in about 4 minutes or so, and then right after that break, we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the PARTY acronym. You just already mentioned the P was for plan, but I do want to invite anyone that, if you would like to call in and ask Alexis and Audrey any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359, or for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions that you would like for me to pose to Alexis and Audrey, feel free to type them in there, and we will get to that right after the break. But there's also one other area that I think people use kind of to hold them back from achieving what it is that they desire, and that is excuses, making excuses. And I know some people who are constantly give me reasons exactly why they can't do what it is that they say they want to do. And I sit back and I'm thinking, my Lord, you know, I mean, to me, it was just, it just drives me crazy when I hear excuses. But that is a common thing, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, people, whether they know it or not, they make excuses every day, you know. Some excuses are literally so common that they feel like they're passed down from generation to generation. Like, you know, for example, you'll hear people say, well, that's how it's always been, or, I don't know, the right people, or I'll start my diet the day after I eat all the chocolate in the world. It's like, so, you know, there are endless excuses. And obviously it's an easy thing to fall back on. Well, you know, I got an excuse for this. I don't have to do anything then. So I've just immediately eliminated any need to have to do something. So, you know, it's really important that you're aware of how, you know, how you hear yourself or how you speak. And you need to listen to what you're actually speaking, because that is oftentimes something that can stop you from moving ahead, or getting out of that unhappy situation, or getting out of that job that you don't like, or leaving a relationship that's not good for you. You know, so it's very important to hear that what you're saying, and to make sure that it's not an excuse and a way to say, well, I don't really want to do anything about it. So just, you don't want to use excuses to keep you from your happiness.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, and I can see where quite often just the act of giving an excuse or a reason for not to do something or why something exists really takes away from that responsibility or feeling of having to be responsible for what is occurring in your life.
Right, right. It's just, it's an easy answer sometimes, and you're like, whatever, and and then you just put it on the back burner, and then you wonder why, you know, the stove is on fire with burning flames, you know. So, you know, you really have to hear some of these, you have to hear yourself speak and just say, wait a minute, I put that thing on the back burner too many times, it's time to deal with it. And so our PARTY method helps you, you know, really address all of these issues. It talks about everything. So we talk about the confidence, we talk about excuses, and we talk about fears. And, you know, we understand, you know, where a lot of people have been. And so that's how we've designed the whole PARTY method, so that you don't have excuses or anything to stop you from, you know, reaching your happiness.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, we're right at halftime, so I want to take just a quick 90-second break here. And then when we return, we're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, that PARTY method. and the acronym. But just before we do, there was also one part in your book and part three called "There's No Stopping You Now." One of the chapters I always kind of like to just talk about, and that's focus your energy and sacrifice garbage. And I just thought, okay, I really want to talk about sacrificing garbage. I really like that idea. So we're going to talk about that if we can. We come back and then we'll move into the party process. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back in about 90 seconds.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store, where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high-quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts in the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. And again, I thank you for your support of Bringing Inspiration to Earth and for our guests. And you definitely would want to go and pick up Audrey and Alexis's book, which is called No More Unhappy You, Party Your Way to Success and Happiness. Again, you can find out more about their book as well as other services they offer by visiting their website, which is nomoreunhappyyou.com. And again, I do have a direct link to their website in the show page description. Okay, with that, we're back, Alexis and Audrey.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know, as I was looking at the chapters in your book, and for those of you listening, you can always go to Amazon.com and check out exactly the details which are in their book. I got to that chapter that says focus your energy and sacrifice garbage. Boy, I just thought, okay, I just need to find out a little about this. So if you wouldn't mind kind of making sure and just a little bit kind of what that chapter is about, because I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. That is, you know, when you decide to make a change, you're going to have to make a vision for yourself and decide, you know, where do you see yourself, and you know, how do you, you know, what do you want for yourself? So part of that is there are these two important keys to achieving that, and the first one is to obviously, you know, focus your energy in that direction of your vision, and the second is to sacrifice garbage. So I'll start with the first one. Focusing your energy is about, you know, when you focus your energy, your vision of you wanting what you want is going to require your time and energy. So it can be, you know, can come to life as you imagined it. And you have to remain focused on what you want in order for it to actually become a reality. So, you know, again, that kind of comes to, you know, you don't make excuses, don't veer away from what you really want. And the second part is, you know, where you sacrifice garbage. And what that means is once you've decided what your vision is, what you want to achieve or what you want to change or, you know, what are you trying to do, then part of that means taking an inventory of things that may be holding you back from actually getting that goal. And that's what we call sacrificing garbage. So you want to get rid of things that are like distractions or situations that can get in the way of your path to you reaching that goal. So it's, you know, real important to see maybe you're doing some bad behavior that prevents you from reaching your goal. Maybe you're trying to, let's say, lose weight. That's your goal. and you find yourself stopping at the fast food restaurant and still picking up that extra dessert or something instead of saying, no, I don't need dessert. So that's part of getting rid of the garbage that you don't need that's preventing you from reaching your goal. So you have to get rid of the things that are standing in the way of your vision, and that is garbage. So you have to take out the garbage in order to reach your goal. Your focus, and you need to sacrifice garbage.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, excuse me, you know, that's one of those things where I think we all do that. You know, we all have that garbage, and it's just a matter of, you know, trying to recognize it for what it is and kind of getting rid of it. I know that, you know, for me, I, you know, now have like a list of things that I want to accomplish, and whenever I find myself distracted or spending a little bit too much time, and it kind of pops into my head, I'm like, I'm wasting time. I'm like, oh my God, okay, so let me switch it up, you know, let me switch it up. And,
right.
You know, and immediately
yeah.
I turned to my Post-it, which is like right on my desk, hanging on my desk. I was like, okay, let me just refocus,
yeah.
you know. So I guess that's pretty, I'm kind of doing a little bit of garbage cleanup with that. So, but it
yeah.
is important.
Yeah, the garbage is literally those distractions. They're in your way. It's sometimes very obvious to see. You're like, oh, no, I really, like you're saying, I shouldn't be doing this, or I can't do this. This is not how I'm going to reach my goal. So that's what we mean. I mean, when we say garbage, that's what we're talking about. You have to get rid of it.
You can identify, call it, quote, garbage in your life. At a point, you'll notice something's garbage in your life whenever you do get off track of your goal. Like, example, like losing weight. But if you find yourself gaining weight, think about, what did I just do? Oh, I went and I stopped working out, or I, you know, ate out 5 days in a row, or, you know, that type of thing. So every time you go off track, think about, just go back maybe a minute or two even. You'll think, what did I just do? Like, I need to get rid of that. That's what caused me to take, you know, get off track again. And over time, you'll see it can be even only like one or two things in your life that's your garbage. And you'd be surprised. And it's really like one or two things that just keep getting you off track. So you may be overwhelmed, like, oh, how do I know what to get rid of? Well, just think about when you get off track, that's when that garbage is standing in your way. So that's one way to look at it also.
Yeah, and if you even think that it's maybe difficult to identify what it is, in our book we even have an exercise in there that tells you how to, you know, throw out your garbage. So, you know, it makes it easier that way for people to understand what it is that's actually holding them back like that.
Great, yeah. Or in the case of the weight, it might have been too much of the wrong party treats when I planned my party.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, you know, let's talk about the party aspect. You know, again, it's an acronym for the plan that you propose people use in order to, you know, achieve that happiness and success. So if you wouldn't mind, you know, kind of just go through, just kind of highlight what it is. I know that, you know, people would really need to read the book in order to be able to implement it properly, but at least we can give them an idea as to what the process is all about.
Right. Well, the party method, it provides basically a roadmap. It helps you get you from where you are to where you want to be. So it's an acronym. Party is an acronym, and it stands for the five easy steps needed to reach your goal. So P is plan, A, action, R, results, T, track, and Y is you. So now each one of these easy steps is, you know, one part of the plan, right? So in our book, of course, we go over in further detail each of these steps. So not only is it an acronym, right, PARTY, but the whole point of the PARTY method is that you are supposed to enjoy yourself. You're supposed to have fun. And you're supposed to, you know, reward yourself for every milestone that you reach along the way. Now, because if you're not motivated, you're much more likely to stop reaching for your goals. So that was the whole thing. So we designed it to make it where you're having fun, so you're more likely to keep doing what it is you're doing to achieve your goal. and you're encouraged to celebrate even small victories along the way, and you actually plan your parties into your overall plan. So you say, well, you know, when I lose, let's say, the first 5 pounds, I'm going to have a party. Or if I, you know, pay off, let's say, 25% of my debt, let's say you're trying to get out of debt. After I've reached 25% of my debt payoff, I'm going to have a party. And at 50%, I'm going to have another party. And then at the end, when you do achieve your goal, you're supposed to have, have your biggest party overall. So that's the key. But, you know, that way you have a really huge party at the end, but you have all the parties in between, and you stay motivated, and you feel happy. So you don't, it's not all hard work and sacrifice, and you feel like you're just suffering trying to get through reaching your goals. I mean, there will be difficult times. There will be hurdles, and you'll have problems you may have to solve. But, you know, there can be achievements, there can be parties, and most importantly, there's going to be fun. So that's the key about our party method. It's just a great way to achieve what you're trying to achieve and get unstuck, or, you know, just have a plan to make a change in your life that is fun, and so you'll be able to stick with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
I was going to say, the parties, they can be anything that you want. So it's not necessarily, you know, balloons and cake every time. A party can be any way you want to celebrate your accomplishment. So let's say my party is going to be, let's say, to go to the Bahamas after I've lost 100 pounds, I'm saying. So it can be that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be necessarily always, you know, balloons and things like that. So, but it can be. It can be anything that you want, and you get to plan a party any way you like. So you can invite anybody you want, or you can just be, it's you by yourself, or it's any kind of thing that you maybe are trying to, that you enjoy. Like, for example, maybe going to the movies or something.
Yeah, because
yeah,
it doesn't
well,
have
I'm,
to also...
Well, good. I'm glad that you clarified that, because, you know, my party list would be very slim, you know. And, but that's, you know, it really sounds like, you know, you can, even if it's with yourself or with someone, you know, even one or two friends, let's say.
Exactly.
That it sounds like that, you know, it's really important to. Just as important as it is to kind of plan out the goals and work toward achieving them, it's just as important to plan the celebration as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we also want to make a point that it's, you know, I know people are on budgets, and there's no reason, there's no, like, you don't have to spend a lot of money either. You can just go out to dinner. You can just, you know, open a bottle of champagne or have a glass of wine or go to the spa or get your nails done, anything like that. It doesn't have to cost. You can just go to the park and have a picnic. So it really doesn't have to be any kind of a pricey party or anything. So you don't have to worry about that. The key is you're trying to instill in yourself as you go through, you know, the challenges and the achievements through reaching your goal that it's fun. I can do this. I'm getting a reward, and I'm enjoying myself. So this is fun, and that's the key. That's something, you know, Alexis and I personally have always tried to do, is just, you know, reward yourself, because most of the time no one else will. It's like you have to make sure, you know, put yourself first sometimes and say, it's okay, I can do this. I can, you know, have a day for myself or a few hours for myself and celebrate you. That's the key.
Yeah. Now, when you're talking about a plan in planning, is it when you go through this process, is it key? Do you kind of create one plan with many goals, or is it do you suggest that people maybe pick like one of the most important, you know, aspects that they would like to change and kind of work a plan around that? How would people kind of jump into, you know, identifying exactly what it is that they should plan out?
Well, yeah. You know, in this case, we even tell you this in the book. It's, you can decide how complex or how simple you want to make your goal. You know, sometimes maybe one goal entails several goals, you know, like you say, build up to the final goal. So We literally leave that like kind of a flexible thing. This party method of ours is flexible so that you can make it easy, like a simple goal, or if you want to have a series of many goals that ultimately, you know, reach the final goal. It's however you want to do it, because this is about you and the vision that you have about what you're trying to do. You know, not necessarily what someone else is. It's about what you want. So maybe, you know, you want to change something, and it depends on how complicated or how simple it is. But this is a very flexible system. You know, so the main thing is with this, you have to have a vision. So no matter how simple or how complicated, so that you know where you're going. That's important. So you have to, you know, clearly identify what it is you want to accomplish, you know, if you want to be actually successful and happy. And again, this vision is all about you and what you want to do and not what someone else wants to do. So the vision keeps you focused as you encounter distractions in your life, and it keeps you on track so that you can reach any goal, no matter, you know, how difficult or how simple it is.
Yeah.
Right. And we do guide you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do guide you through it in our book. We do guide you. So if you don't know where to start, I mean, we kind of start top down, and you can kind of say in your mind, well, I don't like my job, let's say. And then you go from there and you decide, what do I need to do to change this situation? And we walk you through that. So, you know, that's how you can also get broken down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Because, you know, I know, you know, for many people, when it comes time to identifying, first of all, really kind of what is at the heart. I mean, I think people kind of may have a general idea of, you know, what they're unhappy about. But when it gets down to specifics as far as identifying, you know, the actual aspect of the life, and then even more difficult, the actions to take to change that. Sometimes I think that if you're unhappy, you know, you're kind of in this state that it's hard sometimes to be able to think outside the box and kind of creatively come up with ways of making those changes, even if they're small changes.
Right. I agree with that. Yes, you can be so, I guess, overwhelmed with how you are feeling and the situation you're in that you don't know where to start, which is we totally understandable. We know how that feels, so absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned as far as the party, the P is the plan, A is for action, we can take action, R is for results, and the T is for track. So those, the results and the tracking, those are, I would think, critical, really, to being able to measure your progress. And, you know, quite often I think people fail to even take those two into consideration. You know, I mean, the tracking especially. For me, whenever I've tried to achieve a goal, it's like, you know, I can plan, I can take action, you know, and I can see occasional results, but the actual tracking part, I can see where I probably fall short many times when it comes to achieving my goals in that section.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. That's why the way we designed the party method is in step one in your plan, you're basically creating like a checklist that allows you to go back and track. Did you accomplish what you said? And that's part of it. You need to track. Did you do everything that you said you planned in order to achieve this? And you can, you know, it's critical to track because you have to look back and see, what did my results produce? Is this working? And if it's not working, you have to go back and sometimes maybe redo your plan a little bit and just tweak it. But the main thing is we make sure that this party method includes a track step, because you have to see, is what you're doing producing a result? And if it's not, you may have to make a change or not make a change, or maybe you're right on track and you're actually starting to reach your goals. And then it's very important to look at what you're doing. A lot
then
of people
party
fail.
Time. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. See, that's the whole thing. This whole thing is designed if you've reached your goal, like if you've tracked and you've reached that goal, you can insert a little party in there for yourself And again, part of that plan, you are literally planning parties within each of your steps that you're telling yourself you need to take. So you know that in order to get that party or whatever it is that you're, you know, your little planned event, that you have to accomplish that in order to get that party started. Let's put it that way. So tracking is very critical. It's the only way you're really going to see if what you're doing is getting what you need. Is it changing, you know, the direction that you want it to go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, that's great. And now for people, again, the party plan is plan, action, results, track, and you. So the end result is all about, it's all about you, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This whole thing is about you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the parts of your book, too, it's called You Can Do It. In that one, you talk about good health, you know, the power of good health. And how, I mean, to me, that it seems that it's, how does that kind of fit into the party aspect? You know, I mean, I know, you know, the health, the good health is important, but it seems that, you know, that's one of those areas when we're focusing on goals and success and happiness, that sometimes health is kind of a second or third or fourth thought, you know what I mean? It doesn't really kind of play big into our plans. So,
right.
You know, why is it that you put it there?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, basically you have to look at it this way. You know, you're the engine behind reaching your goals. And, you know, if the engine doesn't start or run smoothly, it's a lot more difficult to get where you want to go. And a lot of people, they want to, you know, go do everything that they have to do. And then in the meantime, they've completely, like you were saying, just forget about their health and everything else, you know, fall to the side there and that's it. And really you have to make sure that as you're going through this, change in your life, you have to take a glance at your health here and there. You have to make sure that, you know, are you driving yourself into the ground to the point where you're burning yourself out? You know, so it's important to kind of check on yourself and make sure you're not overdoing something. You need to be able to be the one who's, you know, staying healthy in all of this in order to reach a goal. I mean, it's difficult to stay focused on achieving happiness and success in your life when you're feeling depleted of energy all day. You know, if you're worn out and tired, how are you going to get up the next day and get going? Or, you know, so taking care of yourself and eating healthy can also help you maintain a higher energy level and helps keep you motivated. So you have to take that, you know, it's sometimes people, like you said, ignore it, but you have to make it a part of staying, you know, focused on your health a little bit as well, because you can't get to your goal as quickly. So, we understand it is difficult to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there are times where you feel like you're in a pressure cooker and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? And I just want to eat everything. And I don't care if I don't exercise. And I think I'll, you know, go drink, you know, something. But oftentimes that's the wrong answer. And so in our book, we even share, you know, some ideas for, you know, reducing stress and feeling a little bit better about your situation. Don't just have this be a mental battle in your mind where you've worn yourself out. So, you know, we even have a fun and little easy snack mix recipe, you know, that's called Recipe for Success. So if you feel like you've got to do something, you can go to the Recipe for Success snack mix in our book. It's a little recipe we came up with.
Yeah.
Oh,
we eat it. We do eat it a lot.
And you can't fail at making this recipe.
Well, that sounds good. Great. Well, that sounds like definitely something I would want to include in mine now. Yeah, you know, I mean, just listening to this really makes me want to just plan the parties and then insert a goal you know, to be able to.
Exactly.
To be able to get.
That's very well put. Exactly.
Well, you can put your parties first and then fill in the goals.
Yeah.
Any order, just
well,
get it done.
That's it, exactly. Well, you know, I mean, it's a really fun way, I think, to be able to look at, you know, trying to achieve goals. And because so often, the whole process in all of the books I've read. I mean, it's always such a serious kind of process that you go through, and it's like, you know, it can be tedious and boring, and, you know, all of those things. And I mean, this is kind of really is a new twist on it. So, gosh, we have just a few more minutes left. So is there maybe any final words from you that you would like to tell the listeners maybe that we didn't cover about the book, or maybe even some of the things that you offer, you know, in addition to the book?
Sure. I mean, lastly, I would definitely say just remember, no matter what, never give up on yourself. So no matter how you feel, no matter what situation you're in, do not give up. You know, you can go to our website, nomoreunhappyyou.com, where you can order our book, and it's also available on Amazon. And you can sign up for free emails on our website also, and where we have tips, motivation, and more that we'll send you. And, you know, just come join us. We're here to support you. We'd love to hear from you and hear about what goals and changes you've made in your life.
All right. Well, you know, that's great. And I really wanted to thank you for your time. You've given me and I'm sure our listeners a lot to think about. I know that, you know, when it comes time to goal setting, I'm really going to incorporate that party aspect, you know, because I really think that's it's a fun way to do that. And also, one of our listeners was from Canada was commenting in the chat room about excuses that she knows that she finds it, you know, quite often that she falls back on that, you know, and that just listening to you talk and hearing it is kind of giving her pause to maybe as when she talks about it, you know, to maybe reconsider exactly, you know, what it is that she's avoiding by offering an excuse.
Yes, and we encourage her to, you know, to look at maybe, you know, why is she saying her excuse, and I know she can move past it.
Absolutely.
There's a way past it for sure. So it's not like, oh, no, I can't change this. She can do it.
Great. Well, thank you, Alexis and Audrey. I really appreciate you spending the time with me. This has really been fun, and I've enjoyed our chat.
Okay, well, now definitely go party, right?
Yeah. Thanks,
party.
Robert. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Again, everyone, today my very special guests have been Audrey and Alexis Hamilton. They are authors of No More Unhappy You, Party Your Way to Success and Happiness. And again, you can find out more about their book as well as other aspects, things that they offer by visiting their website, which is nomoreunhappyyou.com. And again, I do have a direct link to their website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.